Yeah, well, this is something Jesus actually expected of us. If you look in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus talked about fasting. He used the words, when you fast. Mm. Not if, but when. He didn't say it was against scripture. And if it was, he should have, you know, right in the scripture, he would have pointed it out and said, this is a practice. Do not do this. But fasting is actually one of those spiritual disciplines. I actually have mentioned a book on here before, Dallas Willard. It's a great book. That is one of the spiritual disciplines. It's called fasting. Mm. And, well, to go back even further, Isaiah 58, the Lord himself talks about fasting, you know, proper fasting. Verse 6, it says, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here am I. Mm. So, you know, there is a proper fasting that God expects of us. It's one that doesn't show everybody, oh, I'm suffering, I'm fasting. Rather, it's that you're going about your business, but also that next step there of, you know, showing mercy, justice, care and concern for others while you're fasting and not making a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the key right there.
Absolutely. I do agree with this person, though. I feel like, and keep in mind, I've grown up in church for a long time. I've been serious about it for almost 10 years now. And I do not hear a lot about it. It's like something you think you should do it, but is it like, what do you do? What's the purpose? What are you supposed to do in place of it? You know what I'm saying? It is kind of one of shrouded things.
Yeah, it is one of those things where it doesn't come up all that often. But
no one wants to do it.
Yeah. You know, but when it comes up, I mean, like, there needs to be a proper teaching about fasting. You
absolutely.
Know, there's different kinds of fasting and how to do it and how to, you know, go about your day, that kind of stuff. So it's a very intense topic. I've spoken on it before, so pastors that I've sat under and everything. It's something that is expected of believers.